Our education system is based off of something called critical pedagogy and has been since the 1990s. It really got implemented in full force, though, after 2015's Every Student Succeeds Act. So it took over our colleges of education by the mid-1990s, and critical pedagogy is derived from the ideas of a Marxist named Paulo Freire, who is a Brazilian, and Paulo Freire's idea was called education for liberation. We always hear that word liberation in association with communist movements now. And his idea was that what you'll do is you'll use the educational material, a math lesson, a reading lesson, whatever, a writing lesson, it doesn't matter, history, science, you name it, as an excuse to set up a political conversation in the classroom. And the point of the political conversation was derived from Mao Zedong's mass line, which is where you find out what's already agitating the masses, you spin it into communism, then you feed it back to them in order to radicalize them. He called it conscientization. And so the idea was to awaken them to a critical consciousness that would make them into socialists, that would make them want to rebel and revolt against the existing system. And our education system has been controlled by this for, like I said, 30 years.